Has anything surprised you about, like, not necessarily downscaling, but just changing your scope to these smaller businesses and these smaller deals?
Yeah, there have been a few surprises, right? When you're almost exclusively working in mega million dollar, tens to hundreds of millions of dollars worth of a transaction, and all of a sudden you're doing something that's smaller, there are a few surprises. Like I mentioned earlier, the buyers and sellers of these businesses both tend to be rather unsophisticated, for the lack of a better word, in this area. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're very sophisticated in their industry and what they do, but this is kind of outside their scope of expertise, if you will, right? So yeah, they really don't understand the first thing about the valuations or the process of selling a business, how complicated and how long it can be. And
Yeah,
then, you know,
they're thinking more emotionally in some ways, probably.
they're emotional and you know, frankly, just not very informed, right? And of course, in regards to the process as well, right? They just don't understand that nobody's just going to write them a large check for the business, right? They are going to go through a proper process of due diligence and whatever have you. So that's on the sell side. The other thing that surprised me was actually how many buyers are out there for these businesses. I mean, that's just blew my mind. It looks like everybody these days is looking to buy a business. And partially that is driven by the fact that people are getting laid off more than ever,
Makes
you know,
sense.
especially because of AI these days and, you know, previously because of other reasons. It's a very traumatic event in your life, right? Getting laid off and all that. So more and more people are thinking that, hey, you know, even if I got another job, chances are there's another layoff on the horizon, right? So why not just kind of take that out of the equation, become your own boss so that nobody can fire you or lay you off? So I'm seeing a lot of first-time buyers entering the industry. So these are people with current W-2 jobs or are currently unemployed, having been laid off. Or it could be a husband and wife team where they are thinking of hedging their bets, saying that one of us keeps our W-2 job and the other one, you know, kind of has their own business just in case, you know, bad things were to happen. So it's just surprised me as to how much buyer demand is out there, right? I
Yeah,
get
for
like 10
sure.
buyer calls for every seller call that I get.
10 buyer calls for one seller call. Man,
No,
that's
exactly, yeah.
crazy. I didn't even think that there'd be like such a migration away from corporate
Oh,
America, like
there is.
America.
Some of
Like
it
I
is
hear
forced,
the
like, yeah. Some of it is
I
forced, right? Like I said, people are just getting laid off
Yeah.
more than ever, and especially because of AI, and especially in the Bay Area, right? With us being technology heavy, it's happening.
Yeah.
And even before that, you had people like myself who just had the case of a corporate burnout or whatever it is, right? People
For
just
sure, yeah.
get tired of the politics or whatever else is happening in the corporate environment. And many people have this inherent dream also of being their own boss, right? Who doesn't want to be their own boss and all that? So there comes a point in
Absolutely.
everybody's life where they say, okay, I've had enough and let's go out and explore being a business owner. And what's also happening is the level of awareness, right, around entrepreneurship through acquisition. You know, so there's this new phrase the last few years, and business schools are teaching it also. So traditionally, you thought of entrepreneurship, especially in the Silicon Valley context, as, you know, starting the next Google or the new next Facebook, right? So two people in a garage coming up with an idea and eventually going out and getting venture funding and all of that. That is the traditional entrepreneurship model. Well, guess what? It's very high risk, right? 9 out of 10 of the companies are going to fail and all of that. So there's this idea of entrepreneurship through acquisition that's now being taught in business schools and books being written about it and mastermind groups being formed around it, where these prospective buyers are getting educated that, hey, there's another path to entrepreneurship that's less risky, where instead of just starting something from scratch with no product, no market, no revenue, no nothing, no employees, you could go out and buy an existing business that has proven itself over 30, 40, 50 years, has stood the test of time, has everything going for it. Yeah, you'd be paying something for it upfront, but that can be handled, that can be financed through an SBA loan or whatever else. So this simultaneously kind of, it's the perfect storm, right? If you will, from a buyer perspective, there's this education component going, and then you have like all these factors that I mentioned where people are just losing jobs and they're afraid to go back into the corporate world.